from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
High school students killed two teens and injured two others inside a vacation rental. The shooting happened at 988 Apgar Street in Oakland near the Emeryville border. The two homicide victims were students at Berkeley High School. KPIX 5's Don Lynn talked both to people who saw the shooting and to one of the victims' teachers.
The teenagers killed were brothers from Berkeley. The two surviving victims are also students at Berkeley High. The shooting happened on the second floor of this blue house. Neighbors say it's an Airbnb rental. Family and friends identify the two brothers as Jay-Z and Angel Sotelo Garcia. The taller one on the left was the older brother, 17-year-old Jay-Z, a junior at Berkeley High. The one on the right, 15-year-old Angel, a sophomore at Berkeley High. Neighbors say about 30 to 40 teens attended what was believed to be a birthday party that started around 8 o'clock Saturday night. 2 hours later, just before 10 p.m., a shooting broke out.
Just started as a commotion where, you know, young people drinking and kind of gathering, and started breaking out into bickering and hostility. And before you know it, two guys just walk upstairs and start shooting at each other.
Neighbor Martin Opsaw lives across the street. He was smoking in front of his house and saw the argument, and shortly after, the shooting.
It sounded like two people were exchanging gunfire. It sounded like there was at least two firearms. There was two distinct gunshot sounds, so I don't think they were from the same gun, and they were shooting simultaneously, so there's no way that it could have came from the same firearm.
Witnesses saw high school-aged boys and girls screaming and running away. We now know many of the teens were students from Berkeley High.
I started screaming out to the kids, asking if everything was okay, and there was one girl who was like shaking her head no and just like running really fast. Another young girl came out of the house and she was just like screaming at the top of her lungs, and there was a kid that was laying on the sidewalk that you could tell was shot.
A crime scene cleanup worker says there's still a lot of party decorations inside the two-bedroom apartment. He believes the shooting happened in the kitchen area.
It was mostly just around the kitchen area is where we ended up seeing the majority of what was in there.
Oakland police are investigating what caused the argument and motivated the shooting. Neighbors and a house cleaner say it's a vacation rental.
A bunch of beer cases sprawled out in front, and I was like, here we go, you know. You just never think it'll devolve into something like this.
As for the two injured Berkeley High students, we don't know how they're doing at this time. The family says Angel and Jay-Z are survived by their single mother and four siblings. No one has been arrested in the shooting. In Oakland, I'm Don Lynn, KPIX 5.
A GoFundMe page has been set up for the brothers' funeral expenses and to help the rest of the family. And that GoFundMe page has raised about $27,000 so far. The school superintendent released a statement that said, in part, our hearts go out to the family and everyone impacted by this tragedy. Because these were two of our own, we are all feeling the pain collectively and must hold each other especially close and care for one another. Berkeley High will have extra counseling services tomorrow for students. As Dahlin pointed out, by the way, neighbors tell us the house was an Airbnb rental, but the company has not confirmed that. You might remember that back in 2019, five people were killed at that party in Orenda at an Airbnb rental. After that shooting, the company changed their policy to try to ban party rentals. And since those changes went into effect, Airbnb says reports of parties at their rental properties have dropped 44%. Police are also investigating a deadly shooting that happened early this morning. The victim found on 85th Avenue near Highland Community School. Police arrived at the scene to find the wounded victim, who eventually died. Police are still looking for a suspect. And an Oakland police officer is in the hospital after a hit-and-run collision. Happened about 10 this morning on Wentworth Avenue. Officers saw someone passed out in the driver's seat of the car. And after waking him up, the driver took off, hitting an officer on the way. Oakland police say that officer is now in stable condition. Another hit and run, this one fatal, in Walnut Creek. It happened around 7 last night near the Lesher Center for the Arts. A woman was hit while trying to cross North California Boulevard. She later died at the hospital. Police say the suspect was driving a gold or tan four-door sedan. Now to Fleet Week, which kicks off tomorrow. Today we got a look at one of the U.S. Navy warships arriving for the events. It's the USS Princeton pulling into the bay earlier today, a Ticonderoga-class guided missile cruiser. used to taking on everything from submarines to aircraft. Russian President Vladimir Putin's plan to draft civilians to fight in Ukraine has sparked large-scale protests and arrests. But the move also underscores the determination of the Ukrainian military. Happening tomorrow, a hearing to decide if convicted Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes will get a new trial. She was convicted in January for defrauding investors in her now defunct blood testing company. She's asking for a new trial now based on newly discovered evidence. And according to Holmes, a former Theranos lab director who testified at the trial recently visited her home and said the prosecution made everything appear worse than it was, and said he was losing sleep over the testimony that he had given. Other news, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is bracing for layoffs for the first time in its history. According to a number of reports this week, Meta announced a hiring freeze and budget cuts because of shrinking revenues. Their stock was almost $340 a share at the start of the year. It closed on Friday more than $200 lower than that at $135 a share. Beautiful finish to Sunday evening there. San Jose Public Libraries are expanding their hours. 16 out of its 24 branches will now be open on Sundays, the first time in San Jose's library history that more than half of its branches will be open 7 days a week. And so to celebrate the new hours, community members today had the opportunity to stop by any of the 16 branch locations for an ice cream sundae. A surprise announcement from Trevor Noah this week. He said he is leaving The Daily Show 7 years after taking over for Jon Stewart.
I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way. I spent 2 years in my apartment, not on the road. You know, stand-up was done. And when I got back out there again, I realized there's another part of my life that I want to carry on exploring. You know, I miss learning other languages. I miss going to other countries and putting on shows.
We appreciate your watching. 60 Minutes is next. So are the Blue Angels due any minute now into the Oakland airport, which is what we're looking at live. We'll see you back here at 11 o'clock tonight. Thanks for watching.